I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
New York City, ESPN Studios. Barton Hahn.
Hell no, cut the music! Say it with your chest! Listen, man, sometimes.
Not today.
What's wrong, Rock? You lost the eye of the tiger?
It's over.
It's never over. It ain't over till we say it's over.
Who?
You just said it's over.
The Jets?
No. It's okay. You heard Dan Campbell, the great Dan Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
We get knocked down. We get back up.
You know what?
We get back down. We get back up. You know what we didn't do and what we have to do? Right now, we're down flat on our face.
Yeah.
But, man, you see that Achilles right there looking real tasty, son. We're going to eat them Achilles. We're going to bite them hamstrings. We're going to pick our ass back up. Yeah, we took one on the chin yesterday, America. It's okay.
Phrasing?
It wouldn't be the first time that I've experienced a devastating loss. I've been there before. Mm-hmm. Alan, you've been there before. What does champions do? What do champions do, Alan? They respond. So right now, I'm going to up the ante because I know we got to sweeten the pot. We got to sweeten the pot for these guys to get back in the arena with us. You know what? I put $5,000 of my own money to the charity next time. Say no to the kids. Say no to the kids, Keyshawn. Say no to the kids, Jay Weezy.
So you think
rematch
you
September? Give us proper time to train. No Alex Toussaint for us. No Peloton. None of that. Just straight up going to the Rucker.
Like I need Chris Brickley. I need Chris Brickley to get me in the gym and get my shot right.
Yes.
The calibration was so off. It's like I can't get over it. I missed makeable shots. Makeable.
It happened.
It wasn't like great
to
defense.
The best of them.
It wasn't like it like everybody is like, you suck. I got what I wanted. I got to my spots. Just didn't knock it down.
Listen, thank God.
So I got to get – I spent more time on the Peloton than I did actually shooting a basketball, and that led to our demise. Like, I mean, Max Kellerman, that's a different story altogether. I can't explain what we're
Max
showing
Cartwright.
Right now on ESPN Plus. That didn't – it barely grazed the front. Here we go.
Look at the foul. He put his belly, his hand, face on you.
That's a foul. I'm looking at Freddie like, are you kidding? And then I'm trying to – he's like at least 300.
Yeah, we know. We thought he was Sean Kemp.
Watch on ESPN Plus right now. You'll be able to watch it tomorrow.
Look at that. Come on. That wasn't skill. That was luck.
That was just a bounce. Like
layup. Bounce. Look at Keyshawn.
He set that moving pick. Man, Key, jeez.
And listen. Neil didn't help us out. You never in your life. Look at this. Foul. That's a foul. That's two fouls. Listen, that's an NBA. Listen.
Oh, I reached and he taught.
Listen,
I reached on Jay and he taught.
I ripped through. Look at Keyshawn.
I'm showing. Here we go. Now I should have got a hand up. That's a hand down, man down. That one. That's a hand down, man down. Now there's a good rebound. Now here, knock this three down for me, Bart Scott. Three ball.
Corner pocket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But see, the fatigue is right there.
We were right in it.
The fatigue is right there.
That's it.
Yeah, the fatigue was a factor.
This is the part I didn't understand right here. With Jay, holds it in the air, and you're like, just shoot it.
I thought he still had to do two. No. I couldn't add. Listen, I failed math.
Well, with that, we were supposed to wear their logo
no doubt.
Today.
So let's not call it a comeback. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to ESPN, man. The uniforms was gangster.
Yes.
As you can see, I'm retaining a little water in my uniform.
Yeah.
I got to lay off the tricep extensions.
Yeah.
But all that is fiscable. It's fiscable. You know what I'm saying?
It's fiscable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's financially fixable and fitness fixable.
Right.
And we will make the necessary adjustments. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask the people. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Because I walked away from this. I'm going to be 51 years old in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And I walked away from this thinking I'm washed. Like, I walked away with the mindset of this is telling me that I'm done.
Damn it, where's the eye of the tiger?
And I want to know. Because Bart wants a rematch, wants to play again. And I'm just asking, should we? Or should I walk away?
Nah, man.
Should I just
this ain't Shane, walk man. Away? So this ain't Shane.
What do the people want from me? Because Bart is all in. He wants to be in. This time he's actually going to touch a basketball before we play.
Yesterday's first
time
he's going to
get himself in shape and all those things. And that's the question I'm asking the people is, should I buy in? Because I got dragged into this the first time, and it didn't go well for me. And should I just cut my losses and get out? Or should I attempt it one more time? Come back. Let me know. At Barton Hahn as well on Twitter. Because in all seriousness, let me take this stupid hat off.
Where's Steve Jabby? We want Steve Jabby. We can't have a referee like Freddie Coleman.
I honestly, last night, I struggled with this game.
It got dark.
I gotta be honest. So I need the encouragement or maybe the honesty of the people to tell me, hey, walk away, man. This ain't for you. But I will say this. Being the average Joe out there on the court with guys that are pros, you,
nothing
Key,
average about you.
Jay. Like, Jay, obviously a remarkable player. Like, you could just see it. It happens in front of you like that. It's like, he's just so good. He's nice with it, right? And you saw it. It's just, it oozes out of him. So comfortable. You and Key, it's just the competitive nature and the physicality, all that stuff, like finding a way. Like, that, I admire that. Like, these are things that if all of us that are regular people, and I say this to everybody listening who are regular people, like, understand, like, they're just built different. There's a competitive about them. There's just something about them. They're built different. And for me, like, you know, it was cool. It was fun being out there. It was cool. ESPN did a great job, by the way. Shout out to everybody. Justin Craig, Amanda Gifford, everybody in the behind the scenes putting this together. Stosh and Evan, the producers of both shows that put so much tireless work into it as far as promoting it and everything else. Fixing my hair, Bart, because I had the hood up, so I got to fix that.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's the only thing I got left. But, you know, like the event itself was so much fun. 15 grand raised for good charities. You know, that obviously is a great part as well. But there's the part that as a regular person who considers himself as somebody who's 50 years old, I try to keep myself in the best shape I can. Like, it is something to be out there and watch you guys move, and it's just a different kind of movement.
But
different kind of movement. Even with Key, you know, looking like, what'd you say this morning? Sean Kemp?
Sean Cavalier, Kemp for the Cavaliers. Cavaliers, Sean Kemp.
So that's the question. Do I stay washed, or do I take the bait from Bart again, and we try it one more time, this time in the fall?
Bruh. Are those makeable shots for you?
100%. Like, those weren't shots that, like, were, like, it's not like I bricked or airballed.
Yes.
Like, they just missed.
Yes.
And
we were playing, listen, be honest.
A little stronger. If I was a little stronger, if maybe I wasn't going through the anxiety where my heart was through the roof, maybe I would have made him.
Listen,
but I
listen,
was.
And we were playing essentially on the basketball.
I was a glass
version.
Case of emotion yesterday.
We basically was playing on the basketball version of the vet, the old Philadelphia Eagles turf,
the court,
astral turf.
That court was,
it was different.
But it was different for them too, right?
No, they hit set shots. We was going to the basket. Our plan was to go to the basket. They never show the tremendous assist that you had on the fake pick, slip and roll to the basket. They just ended all that out.
I felt like on that play,
they just ended all that out.
I felt like we had a chance on
that. Yeah,
I loved that play.
But then our X button ran out. Yeah. Our power button, like, that took all.
No. Our controller battery died, and the controller disconnected.
We could have ran that back and forth because Keyshawn was not moving.
But this is why I wanted to play to 21, because I knew Key wouldn't make it past 11.
Tell you what I didn't realize, if we'd played 21, I wouldn't have made it.
Scary.
But that's okay, because now I know what I got to do.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's ask the people. Let's go. Yes. So Hef is in New Jersey. Hef, your thoughts.
Man, I didn't get a chance to see the game, but Han, I want to just tell you, bro, keep your head up. wipe the stink off, man, and go back at them, man. Don't let this hold you down, man. Look, everybody loses every now and then, man. You still got a chance, man. Just get out there and just practice a little bit. That's all. Put a little time in. Get a couple shots up. You'll be all right, man. Go back out there next time. Make sure little Mighty Mouse don't get a chance to get the shot off.
Yeah, yeah. America loves a comeback, too. Man, and next time if we play again, no shorts for me. Just straight tights.
Yeah, you're going tights, right?
Straight tights.
Mm-hmm.
No shorts.
Just like if you're wearing your football pants.
Yep.
Same thing.
Straight tights.
It's just all there for the world to see.
Let's see if we can get the Jets involved in putting some money in it, too. Raise even more money.
Wayne in New York. Wayne, your thoughts.
Listen, Alan, I haven't seen it, but I'm dying to see it. What I've been described was something that happened to me when I turned 50. Look, I used to play with World Be Free and all them guys back in Brooklyn, and I used to hold my own. Then I didn't play for like 10 or 15 years, and I tried to get out there with them young guys.
It's different.
Wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. So listen, Peloton ain't going to do it, Alan. You got to play ball, man. You got to get on the court.
I do.
You got to work on your shot. You got to work on your upper body. Mm-hmm. It's not just your it's just not your cardio. It's mm-hmm. your legs, it's your shot, it's everything. Listen, man, when our score was 11-4, they should have beat you 11-4 because they got a two-time NCAA player, man. Listen.
Yep.
Y'all got this. But I have an alternate solution. Really, Bart should play Keyshawn one-on-one. Since
they're
the two that's been woofing all this time.
Oh, they don't want that smoke. I like that.
Thank you, Wayne.
Key felt that quickness when I crossed him over and he pushed me in the back. Almost put me. That's another thing. Keyshawn intimidation factor was real.
I showed you the scar that I have, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Key, are we playing football? Like,
and he was physical.
But you see how he set me up? Oh, Bart's going to be hurting people. So here I am being passive, giving Jay Weezy a free pass. Like, no, I'm not going to challenge it up there because I might hit him or land on him, you know what I mean, push him into the barrier. And then Keyshawn is out there grabbing shorts, elbowing. Listen, he not forearm checking. He hand checking. Yep. He's 6'5". He got his hand on our waist, mm-hmm. pushing us out.
Yep.
And Freddie Coleman, nothing.
Nothing.
Crickets.
Nope, not a call. Shane in Florida. Shane.
Insider job.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Give me a second. I got a couple of points to get through.
Okay.
Tanny and Carlin were dogging you so bad, Han. I don't know if you heard it. It was horrible. And you can't go out like that, bro. You're going to regret it forever.
Yes.
So you definitely got to get this rematch going.
Yes.
What you guys need is a warm-up game, like the longest yard. You get Greeny and Kellerman out there, warm up on them.
Yeah.
Get a little, you know, a little practice game going, and then you get that going. But I like the one-on-one Bart versus Keyshawn.
Yeah, I think Keyshawn might be out, though, but thank you, Shane. Yeah,
Keyshawn won't give us a chance to get glory. He's going to retire on top of his shield, but it's okay because I think with enough support from you guys,
well,
calling today's show
yeah.
and poking the bear a little bit.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Put pressure on them to come back and do it again. Roy is in Texas. Roy.
Hey, fellas. No. Keyshawn, you wimping out. No, you guys get back in the gym. Look, you're only 50, man. I'm 58. I still play a little tennis, but I still got it. I feel the same way about you. You still got it. You just got to put some more time in.
He's super
get
lean.
The cardio back up.
It wasn't the cardio. It wasn't the cardio. It was just.
But it's not. It's the lack of not playing basketball.
Your
legs.
It was the panic attack.
On elevation of shots. Well, listen, we're going to get you some melatonin,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, like beast mode. We're going to let you take a shot of Hennessy before the game. You'll
help.
Be ready to go, baby.
See, a little Hennessy was better after the game. John in
now
LA.
Now we know.
John.
Hey, how's it going, brothers?
What's
first
happening,
first things first, man. Wait, man, but let's go Rangers. But, man, come on, man. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows, man.
Mm-hmm.
Allen, don't get down, brother.
You got to live it. We can't just inspire the people with our intro. We got to live it, Alan. And this is a great example for us to live and walk what we talk.
See, I feel really good about what we're getting here from the people.
These are peoples, man.
Yeah, no, I feel really good about this. Rick in Indiana. Rick.
Hey, Alan. Bart, I love your show.
Thank you. Best show
on ESPN Radio.
Thank you.
And I believe you're a man of character, but a man's character is defined by how he responds to adversity. So in the words of Dan Campbell, get up and bite a kneecap and go after him.
I want some kneecaps!
I feel it. Cully in New York. Cully.
Yeah, I just got to say, you guys got to roll it back. I have to tell you something real quick here. 2 weeks ago, I played my two nephews, Benny and Mike from Afton, New York, in a game of pig, schooled them. I'm 53, weighed 240 pounds, 5'6" with a 2-inch vertical jump, and I schooled these boys. So you guys can do it too.
Love it. Thank you, Cully. Thank you.
I think we have our answer, Alan.
It feels like it. I mean, I'm just going to roll through a few more, and then we'll get into actual real sports. Mark in Florida. Mark.
What's up, guys?
What up?
Huge fan of the show. Definitely want to say you guys definitely got to run that back because, I mean, even the greats have nights where the shots just don't fall, and that doesn't mean you're not good or anything, but you guys got to run it back. I think you guys honestly – I don't know. I mean, it's a tough call because if you guys did a lot of switches, that's just going to leave Keyshawn open. But that might be.
We encourage leaving Keyshawn open. And here's the thing: we missed two free throw shots and a technical. Mm. That's how violent Keyshawn was.
Yeah.
I thought he was straight out of Compton.
That's the most maddening part of the whole, like, again, makeable. It's one thing, like, if you place, like I've played against, years ago.
We left seven on the court.
I've played against, like, really good players where you can't even get a shot off. Where you're like, I can't even move, right? Yeah. Like, you know how that feels, where it's just you're locked up and I don't belong out here. Missing shots that you're just open. Like, I have screenshots. Like, I can see it. I'm open. Just miss.
It's all good.
That, I can't. I just last night couldn't live with it.
Okay.
You could hear it. It is eating at me, and I want people to understand that that's just a real feeling. I'm not going to put on a fake face and be all like, oh, it's fine. It was great. Like, no, I'm hurting today because I let our team down. We could have been way more competitive. Would we have won? I don't know. But would we have more competitive? Absolutely. And that's the part that is eating at me more than anything, and I just feel like it's the game telling me your time is up. My time was up many years ago, but I thought maybe just one last time the game can love me back. That's why I'm where I'm at today.
To quote the great Michael Irvin, look up, get up, and don't ever, ever give up.
Love it. All right, We'll get to real sports coming up here in a few minutes because there's actual basketball tonight. The NBA Finals begin. Who you got in the NBA Finals, the matchup, and more. We'll get to that after I tell you about Masterworks. The Miracle on Ice, the Helmet Catch, the Flu Game, clutch moments like these that separate winners from losers. Boy, is that relevant today. So in markets, sometimes down 16%, 50%, 92%. Who's pulling off a win? We'll look no further than this exciting market with a global value of $1.7 trillion, and it's only going to get bigger. In fact, experts predict it will grow by another $1 trillion in less than 5 years. Here's the cool thing. You don't have to be a baller or a team owner to get in on the action. All you need is a smartphone. It's not betting. It's way more impactful. Check it out. It's called Masterworks. They've already got over 400,000 members on their platform, and ESPN listeners get priority access to skip the wait list. Just go to Masterworks.com. Use my promo code HAN. Masterworks.com, promo code HAN. Masterworks.com, promo code HAHN. See important Regulation A disclosures at Masterworks.io/CD. There's no guarantee of profits, and investing includes risk of loss.
The Splash Brothers spreading the floor. And so it's such a different dynamic defending the Golden State Warriors, but it's going to be a great series. It's going to be a close series. It's going to be a tightly contested series.
Their transition defense might be the best in the league. And against the Warriors, you better believe you need a good transition defense.
Game one, is it a wash for the Celtics because of fatigue and also the awe factor of being on the road on this stage? It's new.
All right, here we go. So we have full coverage. ESPN Radio, ABC, the NBA Finals begin tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern, also on the ESPN app, full coverage. So now it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, as we are Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So some Straight Talk from Ime Udoka, who, as you just heard there, that offense, defenses of both teams have been the best in the league, but offense is going to be the story in this. They are coming out of a series where it was very physical with the Heat, very physical with the Bucks, and now you're facing a team that loves to run. Here's the Celtics head coach.
They want to track me, get up and down, and where it was a lot of hands-on physicality in the last series, even Milwaukee to some extent from a size perspective. And so we have to flip our mindset as far as that. Really good defensive team overall, but offensively lethal in a lot of different ways.
You can hear the full interview with Ime Udoka on the NBA on ESPN Radio tonight. Tim Legler, of course, our ESPN NBA analyst, he talked about the Golden State offense, which going up against that great Celtics defense, who wins the battle?
The depth, the firepower, the style of play, and the way that it empowers so many guys on their roster to play great offensively. And for me, that's going to outweigh even a great Celtics defense, because you've got to remember also, Warriors aren't too shabby on the other end of the floor. This is one of the best defensive teams in the postseason as well. But I just think that offense, to me, carries a greater weight than the versatility, depth, and physicality of the Celtics defense.
I mean, that's Straight Talk, right? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. So, Bart, when you consider all of that, and what you have is a team coming out of a grueling seven-game series with the Heat.
Yeah.
Versus a team that's been sitting around for 6 days, 7 days. What did we see last night on the ice at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
You saw a Lightning team that had been sitting around for a couple of days, mm-hmm. and a Ranger team that came out of a dogfight in a game seven that they had to, you know, win for their lives.
Yeah.
And which was the team ready to go? Which was the team that had their motor revving for the game one in the next series?
Well, it's a team that's, that still the has Rangers. Continuity of plan, right?
Yes.
Of course, right?
Won 6-2 last night. Impressive win.
And but you know, you wonder if that's sustainable. You want to try and make sure that you can grab on and get the one that you're supposed to get just because you're the team. But eventually those legs get heavy. You talk about putting pressure. I wonder how Boston's going to adjust to the West Coast time. For anybody that don't believe that the West Coast time is a real thing.
Affects you?
Yeah, I know. And just,
well, actually, think about it too, right? It's a 6 o'clock start local.
Yeah.
The tip-off is 6 p.m. in the Bay Area.
So you have to figure out, one, you have to adjust. Two, you have to figure out how you're going to eat and get your preparation, because you feel weird because you don't know what to eat. Like, you're eating at 6 or you're eating at 5, but
yeah,
really
you're eating
it's
earlier
8.
Than that. Yeah.
It's really, yeah, you're eating at 3.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so then sometimes you don't have it correctly and you eat too early and you're hungry and you stop for energy and you're eating bars and stuff like that during the game trying to catch up and get some energy, right? And if Golden State comes out with the fresh legs and they run, you talk about easy baskets. And it's going to be what team gets the easy baskets. Is it going to be Boston getting easy baskets because they're, you know, Golden State's turning the ball over, being careless
both
with the ball?
And that's another key stat they're watching this tonight. And it starts tonight, but in this whole series, the turnovers, both teams turn the ball over. But it's the Warriors who turn them into points at a higher rate. So watch that if you're the Celtics, because that has been an issue, especially for Jason Tatum. All right, we got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue, of course, conversation with you at Barton Hunt as well if you can't get through. Also, a future Hall of Famer trying to steal some headlines. What's going on there? We'll discuss. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and on the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hart and Hahn.
You know the verse. If you know it, then say it. Say it with your chest. Listen, I want to thank everybody out there who has been a ray of sunshine for my boy. You know what I'm saying? You know how you get those drooping plant flowers and stuff like that, and you open the shade, you put a little water in it, a little fertilizer, and watch it just perk back up. I see Allen's shoulders are starting to roll back. The pectorals are starting to come up. He's starting to get strength. Strength in the fact that you guys believe in him. He won't let you down twice.
I do appreciate most of the tweets. Some of them are just downright nasty, but I would expect nothing less.
If you ain't
course,
got no haters, Allen, you ain't living.
That's a fair point. Yes, it is. It is Bart and Hahn. We got all kinds of haters. ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And we also coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17. It's brought to you by Chase. There was also the match on Wednesday, Bart. And that was Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers went up against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. And the old man won. I know nobody really cares. 12-hole thing they did in Las Vegas. But really the story that came out of this was something that Aaron Rodgers said in regards to his career longevity, which, as you know, has been is something with Brady coming back for another year, unretiring.
It's fluid.
And then Rodgers sort of in that fluid situation now with the Green Bay Packers once he decided to stay in Green Bay. But I want you to analyze what he's saying here.
Oh, I think about it all the time. I mean, I resonate with what Tom said about the mindset of 55-45. You know, when you commit, you're 100%. The older you get, you know, the interests change and the grind, I think, wears on you a little bit more. And the football part's the easy part. That's the joy. It's the other stuff that wears on you and makes you think about life after football. Tommy obviously set the bar so high with playing so many years, but I can definitely see the end coming.
Does he sound like he's already retired? What do you take from this?
I mean, I thought he retired when he was going to play Jeopardy. But it's true. Felt like he had something to prove.
Yep.
He won MVP, and I think he felt like with Devontae Adams and the crew coming back that he could win a Super Bowl. I don't know if he still has that same confidence that he had when he had Devontae Adams. Defensively, they still have continuity. They have a young, talented team.
Right.
But as long as Jimmy G is still on the roster in San Francisco, just like A.A. Ron, having stock in the ownership of the Chicago Bears, so say Jimmy G has ownership of the Green Bay Packers. Yes, I said it. Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers are your daddy. And I'm not going to – I don't have to repeat myself.
No, there's a little history
there.
The
evidence proves it.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as that's there, they're not the favorite to win this year. And maybe, just maybe because they're not the favorite – maybe they can get it done because it should be low expectations. Always under-promise and over-deliver. And so far, Aaron Rodgers has underperformed when you talk about what he's done. And if I'm Green Bay, I'm nervous.
They had three straight dominant seasons.
Yeah, but we know. What do we say about windows? They open and they close.
Right.
So you have these dominant seasons. At one part, does the field catch up with you? At what part does those older pieces get
older? Well, the division has to catch up with them first. I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah, but with them, it's not about winning a division. I feel like sometimes them playing in that division hinders them because they don't have tough matchups where they have to dig deep. And then when they go against somebody that can punch back, they're knocked off their rocker. I mean, come on, man. You can't put up more than 10 points. You A-Ron with all those offensive weapons that you have. And, okay, we're going to go get a new special team coach. Sure, blame it on the special teams. I understand that your defense played well, but your offense didn't do enough. If you're supposed to be at the MVP, if Steph Curry in these playoffs put up 10 points a game, what are we going to say about him? Yet, we don't criticize A-Ron for putting up 10. At some point, you're supposed to be able to figure out a way to put points on the board. If you're the baddest man on the planet, you're supposed to show that you're supposed to be great. Everybody's saying, well, Steph has to be the best player in the playoffs so that he can submit his legacy. Well, what legacy does A-Ron have? The fact that he's 1-1, but as far as winning four MVPs.
But it didn't sound like that's why when he talked about it, like, I can see the end is near and all that stuff and all the things you have to deal with, he didn't sound like a guy that's, like, focused on, you know, look, I'm driven to get another one. I want to do this. Like, he was talking more like, yeah, you know, as long as I'm not miserable.
He's satisfied.
You know, like,
he's satisfied. See,
odd the way he spoke.
When you hear Tom Brady talk about, you know, what's the best championship of his, the next one, you don't hear that same hunger or that same focus because I feel at the end of the day, Tom Brady was playing for something else than what Aaron Rodgers is playing. I think Aaron Rodgers is fine with letting the people like you and me talk about how great he was and where he ranks as far as great quarterbacks. But at the end of the day, he got the same amount of titles that Drew Brees has. Drew Brees has a lot more records, right, as far as the passing yards and things of that sort. He's never going to catch Peyton because Peyton has two, so he can't be in that consideration. So you talk about the tiers and top 10 quarterbacks of all time. Where does A-Ron fit? Talent, how about that one? Where does A-Ron fit as far as the top 10 greatest quarterbacks of all time?
There's a list to be put together of that. There's no doubt about it, especially with just the one ring right now. And if he doesn't get anything more, you know, where do you really put him among the all-times? Now, speaking of all-time greats, Tom Brady was also part of this match. And he was asked if he had been – remember, he unretired, famously unretired. First was going to retire. It's time to commit to the family.
Did he unretire from the child pickup line? Is that where he unretired? Is that where he made it official?
You've been saying that from the beginning. But he said if he was ever, like, mentally ready to go. And he said partly yes. And then I think when you're there, their age, meaning Mahomes and Josh Allen, who they played with, he said, if you were to ask me, are you going to play football next year, I would say it's 100% chance I'm playing. And I think as I've gotten older, that's changed because I have other responsibilities. The responsibilities are many people taking care of me and things that I have off the field that are really important to me and my family. My kids, my wife has done an amazing job with that. That's the big commitment from her. So it's harder when you get older. And he said, I don't even think they know what's coming. Aaron knows these things because your life gets bigger, as we all do. Our life gets more full, and there's more responsibilities. So he's just saying that when you're Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes,
you're
all
with your socks
football.
Out. Yeah.
And then, you know, the older you get and the more your kids get older, and now you're interacting with your kids, and they have things going on in their lives to go to. What did you have to do last night after playing this game?
Hey, man.
And to go see Hamlet.
Hamlet on skates.
Exactly. Hamlet on ice.
Never wanted to boost so many kids in my life.
but it's just the reality of it, right? Like, there's things that you are also engaged in that you can't do. So with that in mind, I think he's pointing that out. Now, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have kids. So, like, what else is going on in his life aside from football that would make him just feel like it's time to go? That quote, it's not what he said, it's how he said it. And that's why I asked you, what are we reading into this? All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. Many of you have some encouraging words. Maybe some of you just want to let me know it's time to, you know, hang them up. You're washed. I want to hear it all. We'll get to that after Bart tells us about Granger.
Man, you know I can't wait to tell you about Granger for all the ones who get it done. Granger's always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facility safe. And guess what? Your people even safer. Call clickgranger.com or just stop on by.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Hey, Bart, this is what I love about our listeners is the encouragement, the support, the honesty. I mean, not everybody's going to be supportive. Some of them are just going to be realists, but that's what we want. But the amount of people that want to talk to us about the experience yesterday, and that is something that means a lot to us. So we want to get to you and continue to do that. So let's do it right now as we continue with your calls. Dave in New Jersey. What's up, Dave?
What up, Bar? What up, Hahn? First and foremost, man, cheer up, Solo. There's only one Solo in New York. That's number one. Number two, I've seen you in person in MSG hit a couple shots during the Melo era. I know you got it. Trust me, you're going to go back out there. You're going to ball up. Bart, you was doing your thing in the paint. We got this.
I appreciate
it. So please, cheer up, Solo. There's only one of you.
And we know what we got to do. Different mindset, because now we know how Keyshawn's going to play. If you want a war, we're going to make it a war. I mean, because that was just – it was surprising. It caught me off guard. Like, yo.
I was not expecting
this dude is out here like Ball Bull.
Ball Bull. Oh, man. Ken's in Georgia, Ken. Kenny?
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
So, no joke, I watched the game. You're in your own head from everybody talking crap. You 100% held your own with Key. Key was out there looking old and slow.
I love it. I appreciate that. So, you watched the game, you saw it, that's your scouting report. You're saying I held my own against Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, even with him pushing you under the basket for the rebounds and stuff like that, leaning his tummy on you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he just picked it up and put it on your back. You didn't even realize you was carrying his weight.
I thought that was his arm, but you're right. I think he was actually doing
that. That was his tum-tum.
Yeah, it was his tum-tum. Juice in North Carolina. What's up, Juice? What do we got to do here, Juice?
Listen, man. I'm going to tell you like this, man. I didn't see the game, but I don't like what I'm hearing, Hahn, because, you know, I was out of commission for a minute, so I should have been there for y'all, because I still got a little date with Renee. But that's neither here nor there, right? So first of all, I'm going to tell you like this. Hacksaw Hahn and Beast Mode Bart is not giving up like that. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Hey, we have a moral obligation to our listeners, man.
It just feels like the people want it. It feels like the people want it.
I feel like, Alan, what you're getting from our listeners – it's the slow clap. Who's that?
I believe that we will win. Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
Only thing huge on Keyshawn is his ego. And we got to serve him a slice of humble pie. Coming to you soon. See you in September, chump.
Key and Jay were very classy afterwards, man. We had a good time.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, it's not about them. It's about me. It's about me. That's all. But enough of that. What do you think of this? So Forbes has just declared that LeBron James is the first active NBA player to have a net worth of $1
billion.
Listen. Think about this. Now again, he made $121.2 million from May of 21 to May of 22 on court salary, off court earnings, according to Forbes. And only Messi, you know, the soccer star, $130 million. So he's number two as far as just over the last 12 months of just actual money. But reaching that billion-dollar status is something that was a target of LeBron's. He's talked about it. You know, he said it in 2014 to GQ that it was something that he wanted to turn his off-the-court stuff along with the basketball and turn it into becoming a billionaire athlete, and he has done that.
We thought it would be Tiger. We thought Tiger would have been the first, right? But, you know, it didn't work out that way. And you look at what an accomplishment that is, and, you know, you talk about him being a trailblazer, you know, really opening up the likelihood or the path for those that follow behind him, because it's a blueprint out there. Like, now he did his right with being able, like, his media and being able, you know,
the breakdown. I give you the breakdown. Yeah. All right, so he's made now in his 19-year career $385 million salary, just salary.
Yes.
Okay. The rest of the $1 billion, $500 million from cash and investments. He made money when he's by the sale of Beats by Dre, which a lot of people did.
He invested early in Blaze Pizza, I know.
Okay. $90 million from Fenway Sports Group. Remember, he at one time was a minority owner with them, and then he sold out with them. They own, obviously, Fenway, the Boston Red Sox, Roush Racing, and also, I think, Liverpool. Mm-hmm. $80 million in real estate holdings, which, especially if you're in L.A., but he's got a $10 million mansion in Akron, Ohio. Two homes in the L.A. area, which are combined almost $60
million. You're going to try to sell that.
And then, as you mentioned, Blaze Pizza, where he – a $30 million
– yeah, because he only invested $1 million and it flipped
10% stake for less than $1 million turns into a $30 million surplus.
Yep.
So you put all that together, and there's your billion.
I'm surprised Shaq isn't there.
I am, too.
This dude, Shaq –
now, it's current player, though, so I don't know if Shaq is already
Shaq
there as a
like
former player.
Shaq owns, like, 154 UNTP. Like, his portfolio is ridiculous.
Didn't he buy, like, every commercial he's in, doesn't he have a piece of the company? Yeah. Right? All these commercials, it's like...
His commercials, are his portfolio is
it's
crazy.
Wild. But you know, you're right, though, when you think about it, like, current athletes.
Like, who can be the
soccer
next?
Soccer stars over there, they just make so much money, right?
Yeah.
But in the U.S., the NBA is where the guaranteed money is.
Yeah, can Mahomes be the next? Because he already has a quarter of a billion in contracts, and we know he's not done. That's going to get redone. So he probably can beat LeBron as far as career earnings.
Yeah,
because
Mike Trout should be with. I mean, he makes.
If he ever did a commercial and smiled and let us know what he thinks outside of fantasy football,
think about it. He's almost halfway there with just his contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
He's almost $450, right?
Yeah.
So he's almost halfway there. But the problem is, right, it's what LeBron has done off the court with his personality, with his interests.
Media.
But Trout, who's in Southern California, it's like, I would check the Forbes list. I'll see. But how close is he? One thing we do know from Tommy Pham is that Mike Trout is a terrible fantasy football commissioner.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he has no rules of discipline in there. Like, just
Tommy Pham had to take matters into his own hands and open hand slap Jock Peterson over a little discussion that they had of the disagreement. And then he calls Mike Trout the worst commissioner in the history of fantasy football. And I'm thinking, let's see. Would you rather be a really good fantasy football commissioner and a terrible baseball player, or a great baseball player and a terrible fantasy football commissioner? Well, what would you rather be?
Trout probably wants the respect of his peers in his league.
Oh, stop. It's like, Tommy, that's on you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what if Mike Trout puts up, fellas, let's handle this accordingly. Like, come on. Like, we're all grown men here.
Yo, that's like, man, you know how, like, you had to harbor that. The NFL season has been over with for how long?
He walked up to him and said, do you remember that? Like,
you had to remind him why I'm about to.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
Why I'm about to disrespect. I wonder if he reached over and told one of his, like, boys or the bat boy, hey, powder me on it. He smacked the cloud out your ass.
It's true. But that is but, what listen, a story that
but,
is.
But listen, I mean, I think that's a legitimate question. Like, who's the next billionaire, and how do they get there? Because Mahomes could theoretically probably.
It's all about contract.
And he's young.
Your salary is a big part of
this. He has a half a billion.
Steph Curry?
But I think because Mahomes can probably make a half a billion just from sports, because now football players are making more than basketball players on the court, and he's younger.
Right.
So Steph is almost done. So I think Mahomes, he'll finish his contract. He'll get another one.
I haven't seen Mahomes into anything else, though.
Well, State Farm.
Right.
And he owns part of the Kansas City Royals. We know that's not worth nothing, according to Stosh.
Yeah.
I mean, that team sucks. It's going nowhere fast, so that evaluation is going to stay low.
Right. That would be one you want to get out of that as soon as you can, right? But look at you looking right at Stosh now. Poor Stosh and his Royals. I mean, really? Is that what he deserves right now? No, it is curious to see. But if you're Mahomes, like other athletes too, not just Mahomes, this is LeBron. Watch what he did, how he did it, and then that's now the blueprint to getting to – a billion. We've got a lot more to get to, of course, with you. We do have your calls. And also, Diana Rossini going to join us. Is she a friend or foe today? We will find out next. Mm.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.